You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Hello.
I don't have a gong here. It's a bit weird.
Oh, where's the gong?
It's in my car still. Oh. It's like, it just feels a bit, and it's a bit echoey because of it. It's really weird, actually. I feel lost about my gong.
That's funny.
Hello.
You look lovely. You don't usually look lovely, but you look particularly lovely this afternoon.
Oh, thank you very much. I am wearing a particularly nice outfit. It's one of Di's outfits. Completely recommend them. But yeah,
it's a good colour.
I think it's the humidity. It does wonders for the skin. Glowing. But I did put my own. There is background noise. I apologize in advance for the fact that I did put my aircon on. So, yeah. And why don't you just talk for a moment? I'm just going to go and get my book that I was going to get for a quick meditation. Why don't you say something exciting?
I say something inspiring. Here we go. And to inspiration. Well, it is interesting because Sam and I were having a bit of a chat before we came on, and I'm just gonna go a little bit honest on this, and we're both just kind of like, so the moon's doing its thing like it always does, and here we are, and we're gonna go and talk about the moon, and we say the same things because, you know, we cycle with the moon, and you know, the process is the same. And I was just sort of thinking, like, if you've been following along with the Moon Diaries now, this is episode 20. So that's 20 weeks of talking about the cycles of the moon and recalibrating to the harmony of nature. And I think, you know, we sort of are feeling like, God, do people still want this? Like, are you still interested? Or how long does it take before, you know, you calibrate to the cycles of the moon? And sort of what occurred to me is that something you were saying, Sam, just before we came on was, you know, it's much nicer to look at the jacarandas right now because they're in flower. And that really touched me because my jasmine is just so fragrant at the moment and has just exploded, and you can't walk onto our property without smelling jasmine in the air. And I've got these massive lilies and the magnolias are out, and just there's so many flowers. And I think that, you know, it's nice to look to the sky to calibrate to life, but it's really nice to also remember that, you know, nature has got some beautiful gifts and wisdom for us too. And in, you know, we're in spring, but we're leaving spring and we're coming into the summer solstice, and it's a time of year where it's very confusing. It's a very confusing time of year as we go rushing into Christmas. And I think that perhaps the earthly element of summer, the earthly element of late spring going into summer, probably has more of an impact and an effect on us than perhaps the subtlety of the moon. And that, you know, we'll go through the aspects of how the moon is moving. And
I think it's interesting, and it just occurred to me that I think one of the reasons that I'm so drawn to watch the jacaranda, and this really ties in with everything, which is interesting that I mentioned that, it's just that I have this jacaranda that's just outside my door. So when I sit here in the morning and do sadhana, I can see it with the sun coming up, and now I can watch its afternoon sun. It's just beautiful. And I was thinking, I have aligned myself as an English person to recognize that the jacaranda coming out and blossoming is an indication to a time of year. So I now correlate this to the time of year where year 12s do their, you know, finish school, do their exams, do that stuff. That's that completion, which I know a number of people who I've heard have mentioned, oh, that's what jacaranda align with here, but that has helped me to be with seasons, because as someone who's come from a different hemisphere, I've had to find my own way to balance with the seasons. So now I'm like, oh, the jacaranda's coming out, we're getting close to it being hot, really hot, to being close to Christmas. And then very soon, my other tree that has the red flower on, which I never remember the name of, which is like a
jacaranda. The Illawarra flame tree.
Okay, the one that's like, anyway, I have to take a picture and find it. Sorry, everyone, for not knowing what it is. But it's very beautiful. That comes out soon and is there. And it just always just makes me go, yeah, this is the way I'm adapting to the seasons here in Australia. And it is very, and your jasmine, you're absolutely right. Jasmine goes crazy this time of year and it's everywhere. And the smells are so prevalent and present, and little white flowers, that kind of what the tree is called, that's coming out now. And it's just beautiful. So I think, yeah, it is about looking around. And that's what I was trying to say a bit earlier, that sometimes I think we get so caught up in the, oh, it's the new moon, I need to, what witchy stuff do I need to do? We get all caught up in the sort of what we should be doing, that we're missing what is actually happening. So I was thinking that in relation to my Skyview app, like I'm so busy looking on my Skyview app, oh, where's the moon, that I can't find the moon. And then I'm missing a shooting star, or I'm missing a constellation, actually seeing that constellation for real rather than behind that. So it is important that we don't, and it's just that whole, it's the concept of when we look into the water, do we see our own reflection, or do we see all that the water holds? And are we so caught up in just looking to that one point, to that one reflection, that we miss everything else that makes up that entire mass of water? And so it's really that, it's like this is just one aspect, but when you combine it with an observation of what is occurring in your own garden, it's not about my garden or Leela's garden, it's about your garden, it's about your town, wherever that is, it's about, yeah, you know, what are people wearing now, you know, what is the, you know, noises? What are the birds? That fascinates me over here. The birds. I was saying to Ian today, sometimes I think they sound, it's almost like the birds, I don't know if you're probably not allowed to swear, so I won't, but taking the pee a bit, because they sound like people making, whistling outside the house, and they're birds. It's amazing, the birds over here. And yeah, it's a beautiful time of year here. It's always beautiful here, actually. There's beautiful aspects of the seasons here, which I think we all miss, especially in Queensland. We say, oh, there are no shifts in season, but there really are. And what's beautiful is it's in the subtleties, which is why we have to really get in touch. And you have different subtleties being on the mountain than I have here in the valley. And I love that.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So... Yes. Well, I think breathe? That's just, yeah, let's do a meditation. Yep.
Just breathe from now. It's actually, I decided to do this meditation for the most restless mind, because my mind's a little bit restless, clearly agitated by all things. And it's a bit of a weird one, but I think that'll be good. I think weird is good this week. Weird is good. So we're going to, all we're going to do is you're going to open your mouth as wide as possible. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take the tongue and touch the top of your palate. Uh-huh. And then you're going to breathe through your nose. Okay.
I'm going to Someone came on right now. It would be very weird, which you are. You're definitely coming on right now to this meditation.
If you are, it's okay. We're doing a meditation. Our mouth is wide and the tongue is hitting the roof of the mouth. And you're going to close your eyes and just breathe through the nose. Focus the eyes down towards the tip of the nose. We're just going to do like a minute, 2 minutes. Oh, keeping the mouth wide. That's it. Stay with it. Well done, everyone. I'm trying not to snort like a pig. Keep going. Okay, inhale deeply. Brush the tongue. And exhale. That sensation is really nice. Feel the sensation of your palate and your tongue. So good. It says here that this meditation gives immediate relief to any wavering, spaced out mind. When there is so much insanity around that even medical and psychiatric help fails short, this will not. Yeah. Practicing this meditation gives the capacity to still the most restless mind. Before you recommend it to someone, make sure you practice it yourself. Did you feel like a bit like, could you feel your tongue going? It was a really nice sensation.
Yeah, I feel a little like I'm potentially on magic mushrooms right now. Not like I just did. I feel very trippy, and my eyes, I'm seeing all different colors everywhere.
I think I look like a horse when I do it. My face very long. Anyway, I love it. It's great. I love it. Yeah, it's one of those great meditate. This is why these are good to do. This is a perfect meditation to do.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, gosh, I feel a bit too okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is nice because that brings us into this week and I feel a bit more with it and able to talk about this week now. And that's nice. Anyway, today's a moon day.
Today is a moon day. Yes, Monday. It's nice. I'm glad that we get to do the Moon Diaries on a Monday as opposed to leaving it to a Tuesday. I think what I might like to do is I'm going to talk through the cycle of the moon this week and then we can go through some of the subtleties. Because Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going into the dark of the moon. And then the new moon is on Thursday. We've got some really cool stuff to say about that on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the light is coming back to the moon and we move into the beginning of the next phase. In this dark of the moon phase, I was sort of saying earlier and feeling it doesn't feel particularly dark because summer is like really, really here. But that's not to say that you might still really feel like slowing down and stopping. And that's just important to acknowledge. The beginning of this week is important, that if you feel like slowing down and stopping, it is the dark of the moon phase and you want to sort of find ways that you can ground yourself, earth yourself, be outside in nature. Really appreciating nature is going to help with the psychomagnetic force of the dark of the moon and really just help you to bring a closure to this moon cycle that is coming to an end. And then as we transition through the new moon on Thursday, we then move into that seeding, manifesting and seeding intentions. And it's interesting because we start this week in one point, then there's a clear definition and a transition, and then we move into a brand new phase. And I just kind of think that that's that's just nice to be aware of. And that's kind of really, that's as simple as it gets. Something is coming to an end. The moon cycle is coming to an end and a moon cycle is beginning. Yeah.
And it's really nice because with the dark of the moon, I mean, yeah, however you feel about whether you feel like you need to slow down. And it is always important just to consider where your own, if you're bleeding, just notice where your menstrual cycle is sinking, because that will have an effect on how you're feeling without a shadow of a doubt. But then also to consider, normally around this time with the dark of the moon, we go into that reflective stage, and therefore, you know, we're more able to sort of be intimate with this. I think that's probably why I'm just going, oh, but why don't we just look at the jacaranda? It's actually the capacity to slow down and get into more of the simplicity of life, the intimacy of being with what is afforded to us during this time. And so it means that, yeah, we can, if you think about, if we could correlate for a moment the dark of the moon as in correlation to the end of a life cycle, the end of a life. If you think about when we've, you know, we were teaching on death and dying, we were saying to everyone, there is, you know, there are many people that have written books on the regrets of the dying. So this is the point where you actually drop into that. If you afford yourself that opportunity, you can kind of go through, you know, the same as every night we have a mini, you know, a little death. We kind of have a slightly bigger one each month. It's really rather nice. And so this is the time to be, yeah, to be contemplating what it is that, yeah, you're sad that you didn't do. And it's okay to be sad. And then from the sadness, we can have the realization and we can feel more intimate in what is actually real and important to us.
Absolutely. And something that I've been thinking, that I was thinking about this morning, the Earth rotates around the sun, and it takes 12 months, obscure months. Some are 30 days, some are 31 days, some are 28, sometimes it's 29, but it takes 12 of those months for the Earth to go around the sun. It takes 13 cycles for the moon to rotate the Earth. And so what we're watching is the rotation of the moon around the Earth. And then together, it is the Earth and the moon that then orbit the sun. And so we've got these two orbiting cycles that we gauge time with. And when we observe the moon as a satellite around the Earth, it's just a mechanism of working with time. But we don't actually do that because we're so conditioned to work with the Earth's rotation around the sun. And
what you're trying to say here is the light and the dark of the, like the light coming from the sun in the morning and then it going, thinking about where the sun is rotating around rather than seeing that other rotation that's occurring.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that the moon is rotating the Earth, and then together they both rotate the sun. And so they're two totally separate cycles of calculating time. And when we can observe the moon, and exactly like what you were just saying, Sam, what we're actually observing is a different way to measure the cycles of our life. And one of the interesting things is in the Bible, there's so many confounding stories of, Noah was 860 years old, and you just kind of leave that because you can't wrap your head around it. But in actual fact, my theory is that if you calculated that in a moon cycle, he would have been about 54 years old. And yeah, so potentially in our history, time was actually, time was measured by the way that the moon rotated the Earth, not how the Earth rotated the sun. And if we can start to embody that a little bit more in our everyday lives, we just might find a simplicity might come to things.
Yes. And the simplicity is that in the dark of the moon, it's dark. And don't turn the lights on. Like we can only turn the lights on with electricity, and that's actually meaning that we're pretending that it's light when it's not. And we know how much trouble that's got us in with our circadian rhythms. So don't turn the lights on. Be in the dark and notice what comes up in the darkness. And some of us find the dark quite scary. That's an interesting thing to sit with. Do you find the dark scary? What does it bring up for you to sit in the darkness? And they're the questions, because these are opportunities for us to really find ourselves and discover ourselves without actually needing to know anything else about what's going on. And so it's good. It's nice. But talking about that, just because let's get back to where we are today. And this is very cool. Leela posted a thing the other day, which she had posted because there was a cool picture, but I actually read what she posted, and which is quite funny. And currently, if you look on your Skyview app or whatever app you're going to use, you'll see that the constellation of Virgo is right up there in the sky. And Virgo has a star in her called Spica. We're not sure how to pronounce it. And I can't remember the exact details now, but this star is, let's just say, a gazillion times brighter than our sun. And it is incredible. Have you written down? Did you write down the? I haven't got it.
It's 10. Yeah, it's 10 times the mass of our sun.
Wow.
It's massive.
So, massive. And so right now they're very close to together. They're like 5.5 degrees apart. And so there will be a point where they kind of like pass each other, which we're probably going to miss. But tonight, if we go outside near the moon, I think we should, if the sky is clear, we should be able to see this very, very bright star. And just have a kind of a moment of being able to say to yourself, oh, or saying to someone that you're standing near, oh, look, that is the brightest star in the Virgo constellation. I know that. It's called. and it'll be a really nice thing to do. But it'll also be wonderful just to stand outside and look for that this evening. Because remember that the moon won't be that big because it's making itself very small at the moment. And so it'll be really lovely to see that star. And I just think it's really nice to be able to actually know what that bright star is that we see, and not, you know, when someone goes, oh, it's probably an aeroplane, you go, it's actually not. That does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so that's really nice about today, actually. So make sure you try and have a look at that tonight, if you're here in time. But I think even tomorrow, you might just still catch a glimmer. So we'll wait and see, because we think that the moon will be moving into Libra tomorrow, but we're not sure when, so you might still catch it. So that's, that's really nice. Also today is an 11 day, so it's an embodiment day, which is quite nice on a moon day. So we can embody the aspects of the moon today. We've kind of just done that.
Yeah, I think just listening to this report would be doing that. It's also sort of the last opportunity of this moon cycle to really acknowledge your abundance. You know, it's highly likely that you're looking at, the state of your financial affairs, because everyone is right now, interest rates and the economy and all of that. And it might be a particularly stressful time. But it's a really important day to set that stress aside and to have a moment of gratitude, of acknowledging where it is in this last moon cycle you have experienced or received, or where you are in abundance in some stage. If you haven't done that already, just to give it a thought before you go to sleep tonight would be a nice practice.
And that would be embracing the embodiment. What is the embodiment of the last cycle? Yeah. And then sitting and going, what could I, what do I regret? And not regret. Regret's never a good word, but I think regret is a word. Let's be compassionately regretful. So we have to find a way of forgiving ourselves for whatever it is that we did in that last moon cycle that we could have done better, and afford us the opportunity to start over. And that's really that stage. I was teaching today people about compassion, and I was encouraging everyone to write a love letter to themselves every day, a compassionate letter to themselves. Anyway, just an invitation. Just writing a love letter. So, you know, maybe instead of writing, oh, you really messed up. Oh, you did it again. Oh, you know, you know that, oh, I suppose I should be grateful for water. Or, you know, like, I think sometimes our journaling has become potentially a little bit, I should journal and I should do these things, rather than actually the realization that being able to sit with oneself and just be compassionate. Like, what if we went, wow, okay, that was quite challenging, but I think you did all right. Let's just see the things that you did well and acknowledge those, and what do we learn from them? And how does that feel? It's good practice. So write a love letter to yourself. That would be nice to do in the dark of the moon.
Yeah, I think that's a really beautiful thing.
Mm. Sorry.
Say that again.
I just said write a dark of the moon love letter.
Yeah, I think that sounds quite perfect for this week, because there's medicine in that, you know, there's healing, there's just get real with yourself. And the dark of the moon is a great time to just let whatever you want to say to be said.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice because we actually go into the moon goes into Libra tomorrow. So on Tuesday, on Mars Day, the moon goes into Libra. And so we are heading then into that, more into that dark of the moon phase. But this is going to be a really good time to just contemplate our relationships. And our relationship with ourselves is always really important. So, and coming into the dark of the moon, it might be that things are feeling, you know, you might be feeling a bit agitated, or you might be feeling a little bit that things aren't maybe going away, or that things are just a bit dark. And so in that, if you're thinking about the other and the other is, you know, annoying you, or is doing something causing you pain or suffering, it's just important to consider, where are you also causing pain and suffering? You know, if we can consider that the other is doing this to us, we have to consider, if I can see that, then it is true for me too. It's not comfortable, but that's kind of what the dark of the moon is all about. Not that comfortable. And so with Libra and relationship, just get real with those relationships. So consider, yeah, where is it in my relationships that I can get into the darkness of it and actually sit and find compassion? So I'm not saying you have to forgive. I'm just saying find compassion. So if we can find compassion that I too do this, you know, when someone, you know, I was saying that, like, driving somewhere this morning, and I was running a bit late, and I was going on a compassion retreat, and people were cutting me off, and I was just, you know, I was like, seriously, I need to be compassionate, people. This is not cool. But actually, the truth is, of course, there's been times when I would have been dawdling, happily, not in a rush, would have just pulled out, driven along at the speed limit, like a good citizen. So that too is me. So I have to find compassion for that person who is dawdling along, just sliding into the lane in front of me, potentially making me a lot later. But that's, you know, I have to find compassion there. So it's just that. It's rather than immediately going for the jugular, which, you know, is it's tempting. Consider, where am I that too? Where am I a dawdler sometimes? Where am I annoying? Where am I just blatantly rude and I just cut people off sometimes? I mean, just be honest. How many times have you done that? And then once you recognize that, you kind of go, oh. Or do the other thing that I like to do is, when someone's in a real hurry, I always say, maybe they've got an emergency and they just need to get there, and that's why they're driving like that. Let's just send them love and hope that they get there safely. So anyway, I don't know why I'm saying that. But there we go. Let's do that. Very Libra. Dark of the moon Libra behavior.
Fully. That really is. Someone definitely needs to hear that.
Like it a lot. It makes.
Just think how many car accidents you're saving right now.
Yes, that's right. Especially if you're driving. Well, you shouldn't be driving home and listening to this because it's on Facebook. But if you happen to be, or whenever you're listening to it, yeah, just consider that. And the next time you go to, you know, beat someone or go, oh yeah, just remember you are that too. That's right. Oh, that's well. So there we go. It's nice actually because Tuesday, tomorrow's 3 days, so it's the devil versus the divine. So there will be that feeling of I want to be spiritual and yet I don't feel very spiritual. So that's okay. Yeah, stop trying to make spirituality unattainable. Spirituality is just a thing and you're already spiritual. So embrace that. Don't try and be a spiritual person. Just be you now. Don't try and be enlightened. Remember that you are. You are a being of light. Stop wasting time. Just be it. That's my invitation for this week. Good. Do you want to say anything else about Tuesday?
No. And I sort of feel Tuesday and Wednesday are quite similar.
Wednesday's a neutral mind, so we might feel a bit more neutral minded, which is good, especially in terms of our relationships. So just use that good time to look at your all relationships and the balance in your life. So you'll have a neutral mind aspect on Wednesday and Mercury conversations. So have those conversations on Wednesday. Closure conversations would be awesome on Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's something you in terms of a conversation, do it on Wednesday.
Then we go into the new moon on Thursday. And Thursday is a Jupiter day. And what's particularly cool about that is that Jupiter has been retrograde. So Jupiter has been appearing to be tracking back in the night sky. And on Thursday, Jupiter will station and start moving direct again. So what we know about Jupiter is it's about expansion. It's the bigness. It's abundance. It brings bigness. It brings expansion to things that are positive and also things that are negative as well. So bigness is just it's by its nature. For it to fall on a new moon and for it to occur that it is moving direct on the new moon, I'm taking as a pretty good omen. I think this is a great sign and it's a wonderful occasion to really close the chapter, start a new moon cycle. So knowing that, whatever you need to deal with yourself in that dark of the moon phase, let yourself have it, deal with it, get it all out. Because then this new moon is going to really have such a beautiful, almost like a catapulting mechanism that you can just get back on the horse and get on with it with great speed. And yeah, and that just feels really, really good to me. And I think, we're at the, things are feeling pretty abundant in nature right now. And so if you look into your garden, if you look around, if you're in the city, just look at what the trees are doing in the city. Everything is in full bloom and is in full flower. There is an abundance of bugs. There's an abundance of birds. There's an abundance of nature. Like we're just, it's a very, very prosperous time in nature. And really use that to inspire the beginning of the next moon cycle.
Yes, and anyway, we'll get there in a minute. But yes, and I said it, but the Friday when we've got our moon circle is a 6 day, but the new moon actually is on a 5 day, which is great with what you just said, because that's, really physical body lessons learned. So it is a brilliant day to take stock of the lessons that you've learned. And, this is where we want to find where it is we have learnt those lessons, and then that's how we discover where we're heading to next. It's from that point. This is the point where you go, okay, yes, that's that's what it is that I want to do. That's what I have a yearning for. And that comes from sitting with that. So it could be that you feel stuff in your physical body. It could be that that's coming up for you. But also the physical body is lessons learned. It's the teacher aspect. So where is it that you've been called to learn or shown lessons? What have you learned from them so that you can go forward and teach that, share it with others? So it's quite powerful.
Or what has just been bothering you, that's bothered you for a long time, that is still bothering you? Like what is it that you haven't really fully realized is a lesson? What's that?
This is a great, that's a brilliant thing, because if we're going to talk about the new moon or the dark of the moon as being the end of a cycle and death, then the point is, are you just perpetuating a rebirth cycle and just going the same, like a Groundhog Day? Is that your life? Do you feel like that? That's a great question. That's a journal question. Do you feel like it's Groundhog Day? If you do, you're not taking on board those lessons. So life is not groundhog. We can say it is. We can go, oh, but I do the same thing every day. But that just means that you're just eyes down, not looking around, not observing everything that you can see around you. It's not the same every day. Nature is constantly showing you something new. Life is constantly showing you something new. It's just you're fixing on, I'm always failing. Things always go wrong for me. This always happens. Every single day is the same. If we're stuck in that perpetual cycle, it's going to be like Groundhog Day, and we need to get off the train. And Jupiter going direct is kind of like, we could take that as a bit of a kick up the ass. Cool. I mean, I'll say that.
Yeah, it's fine.
So we could take it as that. And so it's important to note that this is a new moon, and tropically that would be Sagittarius, but in the actual real sky, it's a Scorpio new moon. So when we look up at the sky, it's going to be a Scorpio new moon. And the reason I was sniggering was because what occurred to me is here we are in the heat of summer. Lila was talking about it's summer. There's an abundance of everything. And I was just thinking, and, you know, like my husband's not wearing very many clothes and he's just doing weights at the moment. That is an abundance. I don't know if that either, but it just is a very Scorpionic thing to say, really. But that is exactly what I thought. I thought, yeah. And people aren't wearing very many clothes and they're walking around looking great because it's summer and it's great here in Queensland for that. So that's that just naturally came to me and I'm like, it's quite Scorpionic actually. So yeah, so there we go. Don't back on the desires.
Go for it. Full permission to go for it.
Quite exciting. And that's nice because we, as Lila was saying right at the beginning, then on Friday we go into Venus Day, and we're going to start to see that glimmer of light, which means that those things which we had those realizations about during that new, that darker, the, you know, the complete darkness of that new moon, is now we're going to start to see that coming into fruition, or we'll be able to start setting our intentions. And what's really important and where we actually want you to just bring yourself into focus is to consider that Friday is a Venus day. We love Venus days. And then it's a sixth day. So it is an arc line day. That means we have power over our projection. And so we want to get the mind clear on where it is that we're going with our intentions and project it from our heart. So this is good. So, you know, really and truthfully, awesome day for an orgasm. I just said that. That's true. It would be a great day because it's a very good day. And if you're going to go by the Scorpio in the sky and that moon, then yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that would be a good day for that in my books.
Yeah. Really, really think about. So this next moon cycle is going to take us into mid-December. We're going to be going through the Christmas chaos. We're coming into the Christmas chaos as we come into that mid-December point. So think about how would you love to see your life not how is your life potentially going to play out, but how would you love to see your life over this time as we move into Christmas? And allow that to be a bit of a frequency to your intentions, because you can create this time of year however you desire. You don't need to play into the pre-programmed whatever that this time of year tends to become. But only you have the capacity to make it what you want. So think about how has it been in the last few years, and if you would like, well, how do you naturally anticipate Christmas to be, and how might you like to see it done a little more to your liking? And then you can see that as an intention.
I love that, because I don't see, yeah, it's because I don't see Christmas as particularly chaotic. I don't know if that's just because I'm, yeah, I don't, it's very interesting. I definitely don't see Christmas as chaotic here. And I love this time of year because it feels like I'm permanently on holiday. My home feels like I'm on holiday. That's it. That's enough for me. I don't need anything else. That's it. It's kind of like, well, yeah, my children or some of my children will come home. Yes, we have to like put a Christmas tree up, which I just do not know why we have to do that, but we do. And we do all those types of things, and we pretend to eat Christmas food, which is crazy because really no one really wants to eat that much because it's hot. We do all those things and we laugh a lot and, you know, go outside and we jump in the pool because it's so hot all the time. And I just think just be with the simplicity of it and just contemplate how, yeah, in its simplicity, what is it that I'm looking for? Because a lot of the time we're aiming just so big. We're just thinking, you know, it's a lot to say, I want my Christmas to be happy and everyone to get along and no one to argue. That is a lot to ask for, people. Don't ask for those things. Ask for peace and harmony within yourself. And ask that you can feel like you're having a break and that you can enjoy some precious moments in the morning or in the evening. But don't other people's, oh, I just want my family all to get along. No. That's, if you're caught up there, that's chaos. It doesn't need to be that. If you have peace within you and harmony within you, there's more likelihood that everyone will have peace and harmony in that external world.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing to think about.
I think that's a lot easier for me to say, seeing as my family are all the other side of the world, and I can appreciate that. So I'm not going to take that away. Of course.
Well, it's just good to think about. Like, it's good to think, how do I usually feel going into Christmas? Because we never really think about it in November, but we're sitting here now saying to you, think about it. How do you usually feel about going into Christmas? Do you feel like it's a rat race? Do you get, you know, should you be planning your Christmas presents now so that you're not getting stuck in Christmas shopping? Could you do some things online so you don't have to go to the shops? Do you not want to have to go to 3 different places on Christmas Day, or 4 or even 2? Do you just want to stay home on Christmas Day? Like, what is it that really you just think back to the things that you go, God, I wish I didn't have to do this. Or, God, you know, that time that happened and that was amazing. Just allow that to settle and start to use these next 2 moon cycles to really cultivate the holiday season that you desire.
I have an idea. How about I would really like to go to a summer solstice gathering and drink an amazing summer solstice elixir and dance around a fire. Not naked, but if I wanted to, I could.
That sounds incredible. Where would we find one of those?
And then you can come to my house.
Exactly. Come and party with us a few days before Christmas, which is something that I've never been invited to before, which I think I would love to go to.
It's going to be great. That was an altogether awesome Moon Diaries after I was totally and utterly, what on earth will we say? Yeah, we've just talked for hours.
There's always, yes. I think I'm learning this very strongly at the moment. My last two yoga classes, I'm like, the night before, it's come to me in a dream. You have to do this meditation. I have no idea why. And then when I start to do it and I start actually teaching it, it drops in. Oh my God. And then everyone is just like, God, it's like you taught that for me. And I think sometimes we have to remember, it's just like, you just need to start talking and get out of the way and the thing will come through.
It always does. Good. Mm. Well,
now a couple of announcements. Monday, we have our Venus Gate free class online. It is the beginning of a new Venus Gateway cycle season. And we're going to be explaining what that means in the free class and also the 8 chakra, 9 chakra activations that will be occurring as a part of this next 9 month season. So that is on Monday morning. We've sent out an email today and I'll be posting it on social media a little more. If you can't make it to that class on Monday morning, still register and you'll get the recording to do. It's going to be an introduction to what the Venus Gateways are and how we can use these for the chakra activations. It will also include the first chakra activation, which is an Earth Star meditation, which is really awesome. So that is on Monday. And then the second thing that I just wanted to announce is by the end of this week, we will have our annual planners. This is just a draft. It'll look a little bit less shiny than this. But we have been very busy working on creating an annual planner for you that is a 2-page spread so that you can see your month completely in its entirety. It's got the moon cycles in it, the Venus gateways, retrograde, all of the key important things that we like to bang on about and say it's a good idea to follow these. And it also has in it your intentions for the month, your reflections for the month, and extra journaling note between each month. And it's got heaps of other things in there. So these are going to go on sale hopefully by the end of the week, which I'm just excited that we have one, Sam, for our planning. And I'm very, excited that everyone else will be able to use it too.
That's good. And then we also have Moon Diaries on Friday evening. Join us for that. So we'll actually be talking, doing rituals and helping you to set these intentions for this amazing Jupiter-inspired new moon on Friday evening. So join us for that. Sign up if you haven't already, or look out in your inbox for details of how you can join us live on Friday evening. And then the other thing is on Sunday we have our teacher training, our teenage girls yoga training, how to hold space for teenagers, how to support teenagers, whether in your life or in your community, and how we can do that from a yogic point of view, which is really, really important. And a lovely thing to do as the light of the new moon draws in. So we can really just, because they are the future, they're the seed. And I have goosebumps. Ooh. That's what they are. So it's just perfect. So we will be working and doing rituals and meditations and kriyas that will be able to support them and learning how to hold circle for them, which is just really needed at this time. I just pulled a card. It's very beautiful. Look.
Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, I can't look at that snake around the flower, the rose. What does it say?
It actually says the red and white rose, but I love that the red is a snake. That is very scorpion.
That's totally
very Scorpio. So there we go. So that's nice. It's a really nice sort of sexy card there. It's good.
Perfect. Oh, send a picture of that. I'll include it in the thing. All right. Have a beautiful week and hopefully we will see you somewhere within our realms, whether it's on Saturday at the 13 Moons Healers Training, Friday night on the Moon Circle, next Monday. Gosh, we're just everywhere, Sam. It's good.
You just can't get away from us. in the next 2 nights we'll be laying low in the dark of the moon. So yeah,
we will be. All right, so thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.